It's SU election season, which means it's time for you, the students, to help shape your union.
What do you want to see from your students' union officers? Which candidates represent you? What can the SU do better?
All students get a say in who runs their SU.
Use your voice and vote.
Voting opens on the 13th of March and closes on the 17th of March.
Your say, your SU, your Nottingham.
DJ!
This is URN
University
Radio
Nottingham.
In the news today, the Broxtowe Policing District, which includes popular student area Beeston, has announced that they are going to start using capture bicycles to deter bike thieves. These bikes are going to look just like normal bicycles, but they're going to be fitted with, quote, state-of-the-art technology to help police track down and catch offenders. This is in response to a spike in bike thefts in the Beeston area, and police hope that this is going to stop criminals from stealing bikes. So my first instinct on hearing this is that it's a bit like the whole mystery shoppers thing, but applied to policing, which is probably the first analogy that came to mind. But what do you guys think of this? It's a bit unconventional, but do you guys think it's necessary?
I mean, it's quite a garishly obvious bike. The bike in the image on the article is sort of traffic light yellow with capture bikes in operation, which I imagine is very much so a legal thing that they have to put on the bikes. But it feels very obvious that this is something. And I get that, you know, the police have got to probably do this. But I don't know. I feel like, to what extent, you know, bike thieves gonna necessarily, you know, I think my takeaway is, you know, if I'm gonna buy a bike soon, I'm gonna get it in this bright neon yellow to have it be more similar to the police bikes. I mean, it'll be interesting seeing what the technology is. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, it does say in the article that they will look like any other bike, so I assume that's hopefully just a reference image rather than anything else, because otherwise, I mean, if the bikes are bright orange and say police and capture bikes in use, then, you know, I'd assume most people will probably think, this looks a little suspicious.
You kind of deserve to get caught, I feel like.
If you're going for that, at that point, you absolutely deserve whatever you've got coming. So I would hope the police have gone for a little more subtlety than just painting it orange and putting the word police on it. Admittedly, you never know. But I would hope that that is the case. In which case, I can see it working. You know, if it looks like any other bike and it's just got whatever technology it is, I assume it will be inside the structure of the bike. Like, they'll have sawn it open, put in some sort of tracking device, weld it back up and polish it off so it looks good as new. I would assume that's probably what's going on. And so at that point, it will probably look and feel just like a normal bike. So hopefully it would work.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder even maybe why they've bothered announcing that they're going to be doing this in the first place, because it does just sort of...
I guess that's part of the deterrent.
Yeah, very true, very true. But I think it's a fair scheme. I remember in first year, like literally the first day we were at uni, like they sat us all down and spent about 15 minutes talking to us about bike thieves and how we all need a D-lock and this, that and the other. I don't have a bike myself.
That's what happens when you don't have a D-lock.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you do. Yeah, it just, they stole it immediately. But I can see it working. I mean, I think it makes sense. I don't really know what else there is to do, because I know it is a big problem, and you wouldn't necessarily think of Beeston as being like a particularly high crime area, but I know there is a lot of issues with, you know, theft and student houses and student bikes and that. So yeah, I don't see any huge problems with it.
I mean, I was about to mention, you know, I remember last year being sat down and being told, "Oh, make sure you lock your windows, make sure you lock your bikes up." And I mean, the university, by and large, you know, a lot of the bike storage on campus is sort of just leave it out in the open. There are some areas where you can store bikes safely. I know some people bring their bikes into the office here, and then they're nice and secure.
Don't tell them that.
Well, if the tech team are worth their salt, no one that shouldn't be getting in here should be getting in here.
Very fair.
And I feel like I trust my fellow URN members. But I was going to go on and say that there is an area out towards the lower Crypts building, I believe, over in the STEM area, the astronomy building, I believe it is, that has a sort of key card on it. I think key card access is required for a lot of the bike storage along by Coates. But I don't know, is there something more the university could be doing? Would you want to see more sort of these key carded or coded bike storage areas? I know you could rent out a space at halls in first year, at least in Rutland Hall. I don't know, what would you guys want to see the university introducing sort of more bike security?
Yeah, so I think in a lot of the halls it's quite easy to have your bike in a secure place. Like you said, there is one in Lower Crypts or near there, and in my accommodation, Broadgate Park, there are bike storage areas you can use. But I think the problem is, if there's no reliable area when you're actually going about, like on campus or around, you know, your local area, then it's only really safe on one end. So I think the university could try and make some more of these shelters on campus, but also this police scheme might actually do its job in a sense, because there are a lot of places like Central Beeston where you probably couldn't fit that sort of a shelter. So a deterrent might be just what's needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's nothing stopping them rolling out this scheme to the university campus as well. If it does have success in Beeston, you know, I don't know what the kind of bureaucracy elements are with, like, you know, whose council is what and whose police force is what. But, you know, I don't see why, if it doesn't work, why they can't roll it out to campus, to Lenton, you know, to wider areas if it does work. I don't know, maybe cost is a prohibitive factor. I don't know how much these bikes cost to sort of make and track and all of that. But yeah, I think, you know, for once, I actually can't see a huge amount wrong with it.
I mean, if we just, like, thinking about the cost and everything, if, in theory, the police just buy a bunch of fairly rough and ready bikes, you know, just go to the local Halfords, get bikes there or have them ordered in or whatever, and then they are, again, being quite pragmatic about it, slice a bit of the structure away, put a tracker in, and then cover it again. I can't imagine that would actually be significantly costly. Obviously, this is the police talking about, so it probably isn't that pragmatic. But
they'll have found out a way to make it cost three times more.
But
than
in
it needs
theory,
to.
It still wouldn't need to cost a ridiculous amount. Mm. So hopefully it's actually quite an easy scheme that's not too costly and will enable them to successfully either deter or catch bike thieves.
Does anyone know if they've tried this anywhere else in the UK? I know they do similar things, I think, with cars in the US, maybe, but, you know, is this a scheme that's been kind of rolled out anywhere else in the UK?
Let's have a peek.
I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of I remember in my primary school, all the sort of laptops were tagged with smart water. I know it's a case in a lot of sort of electrical areas as well.
Mm.
I think, you know, it isn't uncommon that, you know, you see sort of police tracking. I remember actually talking about a story last year where they were trialling a sort of security thing for people who feel vulnerable at night time. They can have smart water, which is this uniquely unique chemical compound that's non-toxic. It stays on clothes, it stays on people, and because it's unique, you know, someone can spray it on someone else if they're you know, perhaps if they're being assaulted, and, you know, the police will have access to the database of all these unique sort of structures and compounds. And then they can easily use it as evidence to sort of pinpoint a person to at least, you know, another person to tie that together. I mean, it's not uncommon, but I haven't seen anything quite like tracker bikes in the news at any point.
No, but I'd be interesting if this was sort of a relatively innovative scheme to have here. Because, I mean, it's the sort of thing, I know it's a huge issue across, you know, lots of student cities. So, you know, if it is successful, I can see them rolling this out further, because like we said, if it is relatively inexpensive and effective, that's kind of, you know, the
that's the dream,
that's like the golden sheep, isn't it? So yeah, I can imagine this being rolled out further.
This could well be a very successful scheme for the police that obviously isn't the most life-changing thing in the world, as you know, if you could successfully find a way to combat more serious crimes, obviously that is a dream. But bike theft is a really common and frustrating thing to happen. So if the police can successfully combat something like this to a fairly high level, it frees up a lot of their time that otherwise would be spent dealing with something that they don't want to have to deal with, and allows a lot of people to live just a little less irritated life.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite a big deal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I saw something the other day that was talking about the kind of arrest rate for kind of almost non-serious crimes in the UK, and you know, the percentage decrease in how much arrests had fallen over the past 10 years for these kind of crimes. You know, you're looking at sub 2 or 3% arrest rates for things like theft, you know, bike theft, you know, minor assault, things like that, you know. And it's like you say, they're all things that, yeah, they're not necessarily going to be life-changing, but they are going to be life aggravating, you know. And for a student especially, the cost of a bike can
not be insignificant.
Yeah, it's not insignificant, it can be quite large.
For the police, really not a big deal.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, this is the kind of thing that can be used, because if the police are able to deal with these kind of smaller scale things that have a wider impact, it will help their kind of public image, it will help public trust, you know. So yeah.
And I think another part of that is a student whose bike gets stolen might be less likely to actually go out and get another one, so they might just
and
stop biking.
Probably unlikely to report it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think actually, if people feel safer with their bikes, they might actually take up biking more, because you know there's that sense of security. Which, I mean, that's obviously something the city would want as well.
Mm. It generally is just helpful. And again, to come back to it, there's been a fairly recent poll that went around the UK, which suggested that the UK public believe that the police give a really low, I believe the lowest priority to bike theft. So to now see them actually doing something like this, which is relatively quite an intense scheme for such a crime, is quite good to see that the police are putting a priority on something that affects a very large number of people, even if only in a relatively minor way, affects lots of people. So it is really good to see them doing that.
On campus.
And online.
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 This
is
URN.